This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn active.
At 1:40 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 2:30 p.m. At 1:35 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Raleigh, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Raleigh, New Hope, and Falls Lake. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. If you are caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or nearby vehicle. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. The National Weather Service has also issued a severe thunderstorm warning at 1:42 p.m. for southeastern Chatham, northeastern Lee, southwestern Wake, and north central Harnett counties until 2:30 p.m. At 1:40 p.m., the radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles southwest of Moncure or 6 miles northeast of Sanford, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Moncure. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're looking for the following types of report. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity as needed. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
WQL Mobile.
NC4VA.
NC4VA, this is N3WQO. I'm at Old 55, about halfway between 55 Bypass, where the 55 merges into Old 55. We're experiencing rains of about an inch an hour. We have standing water on the roads where we wouldn't typically see it.
Okay, is that an estimated rainfall?
Yes, ma'am, that is estimated.
Okay, just so you know, the National Weather Service does look for measured rainfall reports with the times rather than estimated. And if you get as much as 6 inches of our rain accumulating on the pavement, please let me know that. That would be real helpful. And I will encourage you to drive safely. The National Weather Service has just issued a urban and small stream flood advisory, and I'll announce that just momentarily, so you can be expecting some heavy rainfall. But again, if you get 6 inches or more of water on the roadway, please let me know. NC4VA.
Will do. Thanks, Virginia. N3WQO Mobile.
You bet. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service at 1:45 p.m. issued a flood advisory for Wake County, an urban and small stream flood advisory for Wake County until 5 p.m. At 1:45 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with heavy rainfall over Wake County. Runoff from this heavy rainfall will cause minor flooding to occur, especially along small streams and low-lying areas in areas of poor drainage. Some locations that will experience minor flooding include Cary, Raleigh, Fuquay Varina, Garner, RDU International Airport, and Wake Forest. Excessive rainouts from the storm will cause minor flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other drainage areas and low-lying spots. And a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southeastern Chatham County, northeastern Lee County, southwestern Wake County, and north central Harnett County, and until 2:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Moncure. And a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect also for Wake County until 2:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Raleigh, New Hope, and Falls Lake. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in standby mode at this time, which means this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA N0YU.
N0YO, NC4VA. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Just great. I just got a call that the Dorothea Dix campus power went out and just came back on now.
Okay, thanks, NC4VA.
Okay, let alone you know everything else. Alrighty, that'll let you know that it's coming this way. So, NC4VA N0YO.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Wake County. At 1:50 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continue to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Raleigh, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Wind speeds of near 50 miles per hour were observed at this storm at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hope, Knightdale, and Falls Lake. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service has also issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for north central Harnett, southwestern Wake, northeastern Lee, and southeastern Chatham counties. At 1:50 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Moncure, or 7 miles northeast of Sanford, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hill, Holly Springs, Fuquay Varina, Duncan, Carpenter, and Apex. Most lightning strikes enter the home through utilities, so avoid using any devices plugged into a wall, including corded phones, computers, and appliances. Also avoid coming in contact with running water from sinks, showers, and tubs. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties until 9 p.m. this evening. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA. This is N4JMT in East Raleigh.
N4JNT, NC4VA.
Hi, Virginia. I am measuring rainfall of about 1.5 inches per hour here near my home close to Lyons Park in East Raleigh.
Okay, is that a rainfall rate or is that an accumulation already?
That is a rate, Virginia.
Okay, you may be just experiencing then a heavy downpour. If you get as much as an inch accumulation in an hour or less, give me a call back. There is a flood advisory out, so I'd be real interested in your rainfall measurement.
Okay, will do. And just during the time of our chat, it's gone up to about 1.9 inches per hour, but I will watch it over an hour and see how much I get. Thanks a lot, Virginia. This is Mark in for JMP. Standing by.
Okay, Mark, good deal. And note the times of measurement as well, when the time of the rain started and when you get at least an inch and it's an hour or less, note that time as well. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:14 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Wake County. At 2:11 p.m., a trained weather spotter reported a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Garner, or 6 miles south of Raleigh, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour and penny-sized hail. A Skywarn spotter reported a measured 62-mile-per-hour wind speed with penny-sized hail along Lake Wheeler Road just south of Raleigh at 2:09 p.m. Locations in the path of this storm include Falls Lake, New Hope, and Knightdale. Straight-line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has also issued another severe thunderstorm warning. A severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake and northwestern Johnston County until 3:15 p.m. At 2:11 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms along a line extending from New Hope to Lake Wheeler, or along a line extending from Raleigh to 10 miles southeast of Cary, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Garner, Knightdale, and Fuquay Varina. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. If you are caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or nearby building. Until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southern Wake County and northwestern Johnston County until 3:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Wake County, and a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for north central Harnett, southwestern Wake, northeastern Lee, and southeastern Chatham counties until 2:30 p.m. And a watch is in effect for the following counties until 9 p.m. Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Also, at 2:23 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for Wake County until 5:15 p.m. At 2:21 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with very heavy rain, producing flooding over southern Wake County. Doppler radar estimated that nearly 3 inches of rain had fallen in Holly Springs between 1:30 and 2:15 p.m. Rain of that magnitude would likely produce urban flash flooding. Locations threatened with flooding include RDU International Airport, Raleigh, Garner, Peekwave Arena, and Cary. An additional 2 inches of rain could occur between 2:20 p.m. and 3:15 p.m., making for nearly 4 inches of rain or more in a very short period of time. Never drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. As little as 6 inches of water can cause you to lose control of your vehicle. 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, which means this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We also encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. That may have been a station calling Skywarn. If you can up your power a little bit, try it. You're pretty noisy. C4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern, Lee County, and Harnett County until 3:30 p.m. At 2:26 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Duncan to Tramway, or along a line extending from 12 miles north of Lillington to Sanford, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Olivia, Anger, Pineview, Lillington, Timberlake, Lewis Creek, Coates, Anderson Creek, and Irwin. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows, as flying debris created by damaging winds can be deadly. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern, Lee County, and Harnett County until 3:30 p.m. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for the following counties until 9 p.m. Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Southern, Wake, and Northwestern Johnston counties until 3:15 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:34 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Franklin County and Southwestern Nash County until 3 p.m. At 2:31 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles west of Pilot or 10 miles north of Linwood, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pilot, Bunn, and Middlesex. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. If you're caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or nearby building as a last resort. Lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. The National Weather Service in Raleigh at 2:35 p.m. issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 3:30 p.m. At 2:30 p.m., an off-duty Weather Service employee reported a severe thunderstorm over North Raleigh, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Raleigh, New Hope, and Knightdale. Quarter-size hail was reported with this severe thunderstorm. If you are caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
Just wanted to let you know we just got a burst of pea-sized hail here at my apartment.
And that was Wolf Drive and Hillsborough, is that correct?
That's Hillsborough Street and Wood Drive, W-O-O-D Drive. And Wood Drive, I checked it out, Wood Drive is listed on Google Maps and Wolfwood Drive is listed on Yahoo Maps. I've always gone by Wood Drive.
Okay, and that was just currently, is that correct?
That was just currently, and it was one burst of hail within the heavy rain, probably lasted about 10 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much, NC4VA.
K4BGM.
This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:38 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Sampson County at 3:15 p.m. At 2:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm just southwest of Harrell's, or 13 miles west of Wallace, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Harrell's and vicinity. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, which means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between transmissions. And I'll recap the warnings that we have in effect. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Johnston and southern Wake County until 3:15 p.m. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson County until 3:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 3:30 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Lee and Harnett County until 3:30 p.m. And also a severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Franklin County and Southwestern Nash County until 3:30 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:49 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for Harnett and southern Lee counties. At 2:46 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 10 miles north of Lillington to 5 miles southeast of Sanford, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds to 60 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Anger, Pineview, Lillington, Bowie's Creek, Timberlake, Anderson Creek, Coates, and Irwin and Dunn. The National Weather Service at 2:49 p.m. also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for western Wilson, southwestern Nash, and Johnston counties until 3:45 p.m. At 2:46 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms along a line extending from Emmett to Coates, Crossroads, or along a line extending from Linwood to 13 miles northeast of Lillington, moving southeast at 10 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Flowers, Benson, Smithfield, Four Oaks, Selma, Micro, and Pine level. If you are caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. Wind damage with this storm will occur well ahead of any rain, thunder, or lightning. Take cover now. Do not wait for the sound of thunder before seeking shelter. Go inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for Western Wilson, Southwestern Nash, and Johnston counties until 3:45 p.m. The National Weather Service has issued another severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for Wake County. At 2:46 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located over northwest Raleigh, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of this storm include Purnell, Falls Lake, New Hope, Wake Forest, Knightdale, and Rollsville. This storm has a history of producing large hail. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. When safe to do so, please call in your reports of penny or larger size hail, as well as wind damage, including downed limbs and trees, to Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode. This is a non-directed net. However, we do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, stands by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 for southeastern Sampson counties. At 2:51 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Harrell, or 16 miles west of Wallace, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of, damaging winds to 60 miles per hour. The thunderstorm had shown signs of weakening between 2:45 and 2:55 p.m. If the trends continue, the warning will be canceled early. When it is safe to do so, please pass your report of penny-sized or larger hail as well as any wind damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning until 3:15 p.m. for southeastern Sampson County. Other severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3:30 p.m. for Harnett and southern Lee counties. A severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 3:30 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning for western Wilson, southwestern Nash, and Johnston County till 3:45 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Johnson, southern Wake counties until 3:15 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning until 3:30 p.m. for southwestern Nash and south central Franklin counties. And severe thunderstorm warning until 3:15 p.m. for northwestern Johnston and southern Wake County. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia. I am set up and ready to assume net control at this time.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. And this is NC4VA turning net control over to K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn. And Kevin, I'll serve as your backup if things get busy. NC4VA, thank you.
Not a problem. And this is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Sampson County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning for near the Harrells area has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. However, other thunderstorms were scattered across Sampson County and could produce wind gusts to 50 miles an hour as well as small hail. Heavy rain will also occur, resulting in poor visibility for drivers and ponding of water on roads. If a storm moves nearby or overhead, remain indoors to help avoid the dangers of lightning. If you observed any severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for parts of Wake County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning for part of Wake County, mainly the northwest part of the county, has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. Earlier around 2:30 p.m., an off-duty National Weather Service employee reported large hail in North Raleigh. If you observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KB4JWF, monitor.
This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn with a special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across northern Nash, southeast Warren, Halifax, and northern Edgecombe counties through 4:15 p.m. At 3:08 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Evanston, or about 13 miles north of Nashville, moving east to 25 miles an hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Glenview, Whitakers, and Enfield. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail and gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, as well as deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. In addition, the severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Johnson and southern Wake counties expires at 3:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate threat for severe weather has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued, and a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. This is K4BGM. We currently have several severe thunderstorm warnings and watches in effect for our coverage area, and I'll go through those at this time. We have a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for southwestern Nash and south-central Franklin counties. We have severe thunderstorm warning that expires at 3:15 p.m. for northwestern Johnston and southern Wake counties. Another severe thunderstorm warning until 3:30 p.m. for Harnett and southern Lee counties. A severe thunderstorm warning for western Wilson, southwestern Nash, and Johnston County until 3:45 p.m. In addition, severe thunderstorm watch number 567 remains in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties, again until 9 p.m. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and/or ground reports, and a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within 1 hour or less and the times of that measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter. And any building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather, and we will increase our activity as needed. Skywarn is in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And everyone is encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. Severe weather statement issued at 3:13 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett and southern Lee counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. Scattered thunderstorms were still occurring. If a thunderstorm approaches, stay indoors and stay away from windows to help avoid the dangers of lightning. If you observe severe weather, including large hail or damaging winds, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate threat of severe weather has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours in Lee and Harnett counties. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued for your area. We are operating on the WB4 TQD146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the WB4 TQD145.39 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Youngsville, North Carolina, and remains temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for southern Nash and western Wilson counties. At 3:11 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 7 miles southwest of Bailey to 32 miles southwest of Lucama, or along a line extending from 8 miles southeast of Linwood to 11 miles west of Smithfield, moving southeast at 10 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of this storm include Sims, Wilson, Sharpsburg, New Hope, Elm City, and Black Creek. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until this storm is passed and stay away from windows. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. When it is safe to do so, please pass any severe weather reports through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn with a new special weather statement issued at 3:20 p.m. Showers and isolated strong thunderstorms will move across parts of Harnett, Johnston, Wake, Orange, Lee, Granville, Franklin, Durham, and Chatham counties through 4:15 p.m. At 3:18 p.m., Doppler radar indicated an area of showers and thunderstorms around the triangle. All of these thunderstorms were moving generally east at around 15 miles an hour. The thunderstorms would vary in intensity. At their strongest since 3 p.m., they were capable of producing small hail and winds to 50 miles an hour. If a thunderstorm moves nearby or overhead, seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of blowing around light outdoor objects. Severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Central North Carolina. This is K4BGM Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Edgecombe, Wilson, Central Nash, and northern Wayne counties in central North Carolina until 4:30 p.m. Again, a new severe thunderstorm warning has now been issued for southwestern Edgecombe, Wilson, Central Nash, and northern Wayne County until 4:30 p.m. At 3:21 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms along a line extending from 5 miles west of New Hope to Nahunta, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with these storms. Locations impacted include New Hope, Lucama, Wilson, Black Creek, Elm City, Eureka, and Stantonsburg. Large hail can damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. A special weather statement has also been issued. Strong gusty winds ahead of thunderstorms will move across Sampson County through 4:30 p.m. At 3:26 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Clinton, moving east at 15 miles an hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Turkey. Strong gusty winds ahead of thunderstorms over Harnett County will also cross northern Sampson County, affecting the cities of Spivey's Corner, Newton Grove, and Hobson. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail and gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour, as well as deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down tree branches and blowing around trash cans, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. And a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has now also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Franklin, Central Halifax, and Nash counties in Central North Carolina until 4:30 p.m. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning is now in effect for East Central Franklin, Central Halifax, and Nash counties until 4:30 p.m. At 3:26 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 5 miles northeast of Glenview to Spring Hope, or along a line extending from 11 miles southwest of Halifax to 9 miles west of Nashville, moving east at 10 miles an hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Red Oak, Nashville, Enfield, Dorchester. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until this storm has passed and stay away from windows. Most lightning strikes enter the home through utilities. Avoid using any devices plugged into a wall, including corded phones, computers, and appliances. Also avoid coming in contact with running water from sinks, showers, and tubs. Please pass any severe weather reports through Central Carolina Skywarn. We currently have several severe thunderstorm warnings in effect in our coverage area, and I will recap those at this time. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for southern Nash and western Wilson counties. And we have a new severe thunderstorm warning that I just read for East Central Franklin, Central Halifax, and Nash counties, effective until 4:30 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Edgecombe, Wilson, Central Nash, and northern Wayne counties, in effect until 4:30 p.m. In addition, severe thunderstorm watch number 567 is in effect until 9 p.m. for Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties, again until 9 p.m. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports, and a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within 1 hour or less, and the times of that measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn remains in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn with a flash flood statement issued at 3:33 p.m. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for southern Wake County. At 3:26 p.m., while showers and thunderstorms were only isolated over most of Wake County, National Weather Service Doppler radar estimated that earlier thunderstorms produced nearly 3.25 inches of rain in and around the community of Holly Springs in a very short period of time. There have been no reports of urban flooding as of 3:30 p.m. If the heavy rain does not produce runoff sufficient to result in flooding, the flash flood warning may be canceled early. Excessive runoff from heavy rainfall could cause flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other drainage areas and low-lying spots. Please report any flooding by passing your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM, standing by for reports. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Nash, Central Halifax, and East Central Franklin counties. At 3:41 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Enfield to Spring Hope, or along a line extending from 10 miles southwest of Halifax to 7 miles southwest of Nashville, moving east at 10 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Nashville, Halifax, Dorchester, and Brattleboro. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. When it is safe to do so, please pass any reports of penny or larger size hail, as well as wind damage, including trees or large limbs down, through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM. K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. Strong thunderstorms will develop and move across eastern portions of Halifax and Edgecombe counties through 4:45 p.m. At 3:43 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms developing just west of Scotland Neck, or about 14 miles southeast of Halifax, moving east to 20 miles an hour. Other thunderstorms were also developing over northern Edgecombe County. Locations in the path of these storms include Scotland Neck. Hazards include pea-sized hail and gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour. If you see lightning or hear thunder, you are at risk. Take shelter indoors immediately. If you cannot find shelter in a building, a vehicle provides safety from lightning. The severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Monday evening for Central North Carolina. Be prepared to move indoors very quickly if a severe thunderstorm warning is issued for this area. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. We currently have two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for our coverage area. The first is a severe thunderstorm warning until 4:30 p.m. for Nash, Central Halifax, and East Central Franklin counties. And we have a severe thunderstorm warning until 4:30 p.m. for Northern Wayne, Central Nash, Wilson, and Southwestern Edgecombe counties. In addition, severe thunderstorm watch number 567 remains in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. That watch includes Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. The National Weather Service is very interested in any severe weather reports from the storms this afternoon, including the severe thunderstorm warnings that are currently in effect. Any stations that have reports that meet criteria, please pass those reports through Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service criteria for reports are as follows. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Any measured wind speeds that exceed 50 miles an hour. Rainfall measurements of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of that measurement. That should be an accumulated measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter. And any building and roof damage. We're going to be in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for Skywarn traffic. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has now issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe and southeastern Halifax counties in central North Carolina until 5 p.m. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning is now in effect for Edgecombe and southeastern Halifax counties until 5 p.m. At 3:51 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Enfield to 7 miles south of Rocky Mount, or along a line extending from 8 miles south of Halifax to 7 miles south of Rocky Mount, moving east at 15 miles an hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Tillery, Kingsboro, Leggett, Tarboro, Scotland Neck, Princeville, Hobgood, and Speed. If you are caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or a nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. Straight-line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson County in central North Carolina until 5 p.m. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning has now been issued for Sampson County until 5 p.m. At 3:56 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles north of Turkey, or 8 miles northwest of Warsaw, moving southeast at 15 miles an hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Turkey. If you are caught outside, seek shelter in a vehicle or a nearby building. As a last resort, lie down in a low-lying area and cover your head with your hands. Please pass any reports of severe weather through Central Carolina Skywarn. It's K4BGM, standing by for reports.
W4BGM, W4FRA.
Station calling, this is K4BGM, go ahead.
This is W4FRA, Les in Rocky Mount. I just wanted to report that my Coraz style rain gauge started overflowing the 1 inch at about 4 o'clock. It started raining here about 3:45, so in 15 minutes we had an inch.
Okay, I copy 1 inch of rain in 15 minutes between 3:45 p.m. and 4 p.m. Is it still raining at this time there?
It is still raining, but it's slacked way off.
Okay, and I have Rocky Mount for your location. Can you give me your closest cross streets?
I'm on the corner of Foxhall, FOXHALL, all one word, and Cunningham.
Okay, I copy Foxhall, all one word. Is that road, ave, or street? And then was the second one Cunningham?
Foxhall's Drive, and I think Cunningham Street. It's right off of Gold Rock Road, which is North Carolina 48.
Okay, and Cunningham, is that C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M?
That's a roger.
Okay, confirm your call sign for me. I have W4FRA, and give me your name, please.
It's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Romeo Alpha, and my name is Les, Lima Echo Sierra.
Okay, great report, and thank you very much. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Nash, Central Halifax, and East Central Franklin counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please contact the National Weather Service or pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued. And a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for Sampson County. At 4:06 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located 8 miles north of Turkey, or 10 miles southwest of Mount Olive, moving southeast at 20 miles an hour. The storm intensified considerably between 4 p.m. and 4:10 p.m. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Turkey and areas east of Clinton. The storm is producing large hail capable of breaking windows, damaging roofs, and denting vehicles. Stay inside away from windows until this storm is passed. When it is safe to do so, please pass any reports of penny or larger size hail, as well as any wind damage, including trees or large limbs down, by calling in here to Central Carolina Skywarn. And a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for southeastern Halifax and Edgecombe counties. At 4:11 p.m., the public reported a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Tillery to 7 miles southwest of Kingsborough, or along a line extending from 11 miles south of Halifax to 9 miles south of Rocky Mount, moving east at 15 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Leggett, Tarboro, Scotland Neck, Princeville, Speed, Hobgood, and Kenodo. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds and large damaging hail. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. When it is safe to do so, please pass any reports of penny or larger size hail, as well as wind damage, including trees or large limbs down through Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Nash County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe any severe weather in Nash County, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for northeastern Wayne, eastern Wilson, and southwestern Edgecombe counties. At 4:11 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Macclesfield to Eureka. The storms were moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. This line of severe thunderstorms should move out of the warned counties by 4:30 p.m. Severe winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until this storm is passed, and stay away from windows. And please pass any reports of severe weather through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wayne, eastern Wilson, and southwestern Edgecombe counties expires at 4:30 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning was moving out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observed any severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Monday evening for Central North Carolina. If other thunderstorms move nearby or overhead, remain indoors and stay away from windows to avoid the dangers of lightning. If you come across downed power lines, be sure to stay away from them and contact your local utility. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for southeastern Halifax and Edgecombe counties. At 4:22 p.m., local law enforcement reported a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Scotland Neck to 7 miles south of Kingsboro, or along a line extending from 13 miles southeast of Halifax to 10 miles southwest of Tarboro, moving east at 15 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Tarboro, Princeville, Speed, Hobgood, and Kenoto. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until this storm is passed, and stay away from windows. When it is safe to do so, please pass any reports of severe weather through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. Reminder that we do have a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect until 5 p.m. for southeastern Halifax and Edgecombe counties. And we also have a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect for Sampson County until 5 p.m. In addition, severe thunderstorm watch number 567 is in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties, again until 9 p.m. Remember that a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. And a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within 1 hour or less in the times of that measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occur. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, and any building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather, and we will increase our activity as needed. Skywarn remains in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD146.88 repeater. In the event that this repeater does go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the WB4TQD145.39 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Youngsville, North Carolina, and remains temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm for Sampson County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. Strong thunderstorms producing wind gusts of 40 miles an hour and heavy rainfall will still occur at least through 5:15 p.m. Drive with caution as thunderstorms with heavy rain will result in poor visibility, ponding of water on roadways, and possibly minor flooding of low-lying areas. Move indoors as storms move nearby or overhead to help avoid the dangers of lightning. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate threat of severe weather has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours in Sampson County. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued. Keep in mind a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Monday evening for Central North Carolina. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for southeastern Halifax and eastern Edgecombe counties. At 4:32 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 7 miles northeast of Scotland Neck to Kenodo, or along a line extending from 7 miles south of Rich Square to Tarboro, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. The line of severe thunderstorms will otherwise remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated counties. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. The storm has a history of producing destructive winds and large damaging hail. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. When it is safe to do so, please report any or larger size hail, as well as any wind damage, including trees or large limbs down, through Central Carolina Skywarn. K4BGM, Skywarn Net Control, standing by for reports. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. Reminder that we do have a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect until 5 p.m. for southeastern Halifax and eastern Edgecombe counties. In addition, severe thunderstorm watch number 567 remains in effect until 9 p.m. That watch includes the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties, again effective until 9 p.m. Skywarn remains in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And everyone is encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and other local media for further information and updates. The severe thunderstorm warning just mentioned for southeastern Halifax and eastern Edgecombe counties is now canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. With the cancellation of that severe thunderstorm warning, there are no longer any warnings in effect in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. However, we will leave the tones up at this time and stand by for any delayed reports from spotters who have criteria reports from today's thunderstorms. Again, severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for 9 p.m. for portions of the coverage area. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM, go ahead.
Kevin, thanks for serving as Skywarn Net Control, and I can take over at this point. Appreciate all the service you've given today, NC4VA.
Thank you very much, Virginia. Yeah, our last severe thunderstorm warning was canceled. We currently do not have any warnings in effect for the coverage area, just the watch up until 9 p.m. Looks like the worst of the storms are moving off to the east. So if we have any activity later, I will be back at 7 p.m. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, turning net control for Skywarn over to NC4VA. K4BGM, clear.
And this is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Since there are no severe thunderstorm warnings at this time, I'm going to bring down those tones. However, Skywarn will still remain activated due to a watch in effect for a number of our Skywarn counties until 9 o'clock. Those counties include Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Please stand by while I bring down the tones.
Skywarn, clear.
Again, Skywarn remains activated for a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m., and Skywarn will be monitoring the frequencies for any reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask so that stations leave some pause between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Good evening.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 10:59 p.m.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Alamance County, Durham County, Orange County, and Person County until 11:45 p.m. At 10:59 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms extending from western Person County through northwest Orange and northern Alamance counties, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Searle, Roxborough, Durham, Hillsboro, and Chapel Hill. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct event and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the KYTL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. Secondary backup is Chapel Hill repeater 147.135 with a tone of 82.5 Hz. Our third backup, the 145.39, is currently off the air, and our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria.
NC4VA, this is N4TMD.
Good evening, Thomas, NC4VA.
444.1, link is active. Transmit and receive. Giving you extending anthill coverage into the 8-8, and mostly in northern Durham County and northern Orange County.
Thank you so much, Thomas, NC4VA.
And 4TMD.
Hello, Virginia, F4NCT.
Hey, Lewis, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I know I'm pretty noisy, so I'm going to get on side. I just want to say hello to you. If I see anything over here, you know, I'll let you know.
Okay, good deal. Good to hear from you. You take care. NC4VA.
ONCT.
This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:45 p.m. for Person, Orange, and Durham counties. At 11:16 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Searle, or 9 miles east of Roxboro, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. And when safe to do so, please pass your report of penny or larger sized hail as well as any wind damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:40 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Person, Orange, and Durham counties will expire at 11:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no active severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina's coverage area. We'll leave the tones up for just a few more minutes indicates there are any delayed reports out of Person, Orange, or Durham counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no severe thunderstorm warnings or watches within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. This will conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use. NC4VA.
Skywarn clear.
NC4VA clear.